Hi, welcome to Math and Musings. I'm Mike O'Connell, creator of Math and Musings, and your host. Stay tuned for 15 minutes of science, politics, news, and opinion. In other words, Math and Musings. Today's date is Friday, December 15th, 2023. This is Season 3, Episode number 50 of our show. That's number 50 on the year. We got a couple more to go. And looking at the date and the episode number, I mean, what screams to me is that, okay, both of them are wrong. The date is 12:15. That sounds like a time. Like, the date sounds like a time. And the episode number sounds like a price, $3.50. $3.50 should be the cost of something, not the season number and the episode number. But anyway, as I said, yeah, two more to go. Sometime, one of these years, there will be a 53rd Friday on the year. This one, there's going to be 52. And I will say that the next two, number 51 and 52, I will have a guest with me. Franklin will be back next week and the week after. I'm here, just me today. Yeah, a lot of you are turning off your radios right now. I'm putting radio in quotes. Ending the podcast right now. Oh, Franklin's not on. Oh, forget it. No, it's going to be good nonetheless. And as I say, Franklin will be on the next couple of weeks. So we are now halfway through December, 60% of the way from the beginning of December to Christmas. And you may be wondering how I'm doing on my Christmas list. I talk about this every year, and I think I've mentioned it in passing so far this year, that I have a list, a publicly available list. I always put this on the blog too, and it changes a little bit every year. More on that later. I've got nearly 100 things on it. It's like things one must do between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I'm probably on par. I'm on pace here. I'm probably 60% or so thus far. Some of the things that you got to save for the end. Certain movies I like to watch. I know I've said this before that I like to watch Home Alone on the 23rd and A Christmas Story on Christmas Eve. Although this year I got to figure out how I'm fitting in A Christmas Story Christmas. And then I watch It's a Wonderful Life on Christmas itself. Like, there's a procedure there. Certain foods you have to wait till the end. Like, you can have crescent rolls anytime, but it's all about crescent rolls on Christmas Eve. And then cinnamon rolls on Christmas morning. Like the Festivus episode of Seinfeld, you have to watch on Festivus, which is 23rd. So some of the things you can't do yet. So I'm the guy, I like to knock out a lot of these early, but some of them you have to wait. Now, you may think, like, oh, geez, 100 things, like, don't you have enough? Like, well, yeah, it's a lot, but you know what? I like a challenge. I like to challenge myself. And, like, I print out the list and, like, cross off the things as I go, and then I add to it as well, as you'll see with the other list I'm going to mention, that like my cards, and I like my cards as well, as with my cards that I love, there's the growing and shrinking of the list as well going on at the same time. Now, I should say, when I talk about my Christmas list, there's two different Christmas lists, and really there's three different lists total. Let's see if I can get this without getting too bogged down in details and making this confusion on the audio version of this. Like, you really look up at the slides, everyone, so you can see this visually as well. It's on the Jumbotron. There's three lists. There's my Christmas list. That's the list of things I want to do between, no, things I'm going to do, things I'm doing between Thanksgiving and Christmas. There's my Christmas card list. That's a different one. That one, that's the list of people that I send Christmas cards to. And, you know, being completely honest, that one shrinks and grows every year too, maybe depending on whether you sent me a card or whether I feel like it. And then there's the life goal. I tend to err on the side of sending too many Christmas cards. Who sends a Christmas card anyway? And every year, it's always a surprise to find out, wait, what does a stamp cost now? 68? Well, when I was a kid, it was a quarter. It should always be a quarter. Anyway, this is the only time I ever buy stamps. It's like the only time I ever go to the bank, actually walk into the bank and try to like deposit a check, is every year when the refund check comes for our taxes. It's like the check is made out to my wife and me, and we don't have a joint checking account. And it's like I actually have to go into the bank and, you know, deal with them, or like one of us has to sign and put it in the other account. That's how you get around it, by the way. That's the only time I ever walk into a bank, once a year, and then the tax time. And then the only time I ever buy stamps is at Christmas. That's the only time I ever send a letter. It's also the only time I ever write in cursive to people. Like, my hand gets tired after about three sentences. How did I ever write on paper? Anyway, there's that. And then there's the life goal list, which is my stack of old business cards. And I know I've talked about this one at great length. I think it was like a three-part episode either last year or the year before. I have spoken of this often. It's my life goal list. I often say, here are the things that I'm going to do before I allow myself to die. In other circles, it is referred to as a bucket list. Now, there are several problems with that bucket list. Some I've mentioned before, or the title of the bucket list. I've always had a problem with it. One, because, I mean, my list predated the movie, the bucket list. The movie with Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman that makes people think bucket list. Everyone knows what it is now because they made it into a movie. The list of things you're going to do before you kick the bucket. That was it. Now, that movie, I think, came out in 2007. I started composing my list in 2003, which is important to the story because right now it's 2023. I'm coming up on the 20th anniversary of sort of when this started, but really it started before then. Now, the story I've told before is that, okay, in December of 2003, like now, it was the middle of December 2003, so 20 years ago, is when I moved into my former address. I can say it now because it's such a cool address. It's 20 Bennett Avenue, like the number 20 Bennett, not to be confused with the singer, the late singer, Tony Bennett. And I always love telling people, like, yeah, I live at 20 Bennett. It sounds like Tony Bennett. That would be Bennett Avenue, named for Abel Bennett, first mayor of Binghamton. And anyway, when I moved there, all my cards that said 32 Edward Street, I can say that one too, because I haven't lived there in over 20 years. My old apartment, since I no longer live there, yeah, cut that one out and post. Since I no longer live there, my business cards were junk, so I just started using my scrap paper, and I was write down the tasks I was going to do, and then the task became more and more far-fetched. And then it became this list of cards and these things I was going to do, and I've been using them ever since. And then I've got new business cards, and I've moved several times. Like, I learned eventually, don't put your mailing address on your business cards. One's going to change. Two, people will know where you live. Nobody looks at a phone book anymore, so presumably people don't know where I live. Anyway, I was doing that in 2003, and it really came to a head on New Year's Eve 2003, like going into 2004, is when I really had codified the list, and like, okay, here's my stack of cards. And I had been working on it in December as I made the transition and moving from one place to the other. And like, okay, these business cards are junk. I no longer live on Edward Street. It was all my old Edward Street cards that that were no longer going to be of any use to me. And it was then that I came up with the list. I'm now calling it the living list. This is the new wrinkle on it, the living list. Two reasons. One, it puts a positive spin on it. It's not thinking about kicking the bucket. It's thinking about living, things to do while I'm living. And then also the idea that, well, the list expands and contracts and it morphs to fit with the times, kind of like, you know, the living, breathing constitution. Now, me as a constitutionalist, I don't know if I appreciate the idea that, well, the Constitution is malleable and can change. Well, yes, of course it can. There's a procedure for doing that, but it's fairly onerous in which the Constitution changes. So that's a debate for another time. the idea that something could change, well, that I embrace for my list of things. Because the thing you always want to keep in mind is, well, let's face it, you never want to get to the end of your list. That was always one thing I had in mind at the beginning. It's like, well, the last card is do all the other cards first. No, you never want to get to the end. You always want to have a series of blank cards at the end so you can keep adding more things to it. It's like a few years ago, Dick Van Dyke. I think as of this moment, I think Dick Van Dyke is still alive. He's up there in age, so you never know. As I'm recording this, I think Dick Van Dyke is still alive. He wrote his memoirs a few years ago, and it's just called Keep Moving. You know, that's Keep Moving. Or for me, it was still playing at 33 and a third. You just keep playing. You want to keep playing. You want to be still playing. And just keep it going. Keep going. Keep adding new things to the list. There's no crossouts. It's not as though I have a list, because I've always thought of this, like, well, what things have I done already? I went to Hawaii and I went to Alaska and I made a Christmas CD. And I've can think back, like, well, it's only my sieve-like memory that's having me remember these things. It's not as though I have a big list and I've been crossing things out. No, it doesn't work like that. The card gets thrown away, and that's it. I'm not thinking about it anymore. I'm thinking about writing the next card. So I don't have this list of things I've done. I'm just thinking about the things that I want to do in the future. Things are getting added. And then it becomes like the new thing. Like the one for 2024 is I saw that, the Harlem Globetrotters are coming to town. And I wasn't thinking about that 5 years ago. I was like, okay, put that on the list. I'm going to go take my son to see the Harlem Globetrotters. I see that now, and it's like, okay, I'm adding that to the list. That's going to happen in 2024. Or they're coming to Fairfax. It's 10 minutes down the road from me. So now Harlem Globetrotters, that's on the list. I wasn't thinking of that before. Now I am. It's tacked on to the end. And I've got probably 100 things on the business cards. They're, some of them have been around for 20 years, and some of them get written out brand new. And I have, I've mentioned all these things before, and I think I'll mention them as I go through again. A few that I hadn't even thought of, like before I had a child, there wasn't one that said go to Cooperstown with my son. Although I probably had that thought before, and we did it last year. We went to the Rumble Ponies game too, sat in a skybox, or closest thing Binghamton does to a skybox. You want to make every day of your life awesome, and really like every hour of your life awesome. I picture myself just. I am on a cruise all the time. You know the way you behave on a cruise? It's like, not like beach vacation where you're sitting, reading a book by the beach. Like, on a cruise, you're doing all the activities. You're having the awesome meals. You're going to the shows. You're doing everything you can. They come up with the activities for you. You're picking out the ones that you want to do. Think of your life like being on a cruise ship. That's what I'm doing. And if nothing else, the thing I would say to myself, and we talk about it in my house, it's like every day of your life, you want to do something interesting and eat something interesting. If that's the start, and just take it from there. And one of the things that my son and I talk about, in addition to our doing interesting things and eating interesting things, is that both of us had a shared goal for 2024. And Franklin said this, and I said this too, was to... spend more time on the podcast. Like, Franklin's going to have more time on the podcast. And you know what? I'd like Franklin to have more time on the podcast, too. So, next 2 weeks, he's going to be back. We're going to be talking about some pre-Christmas stuff and then some post-Christmas stuff. And then it will be 2024. And ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate your listening to the program today. Tune in next Friday and every Friday. That's when the episodes drop. Really, you can listen to them whenever you want. Do yourself a favor. Go back, listen to the archives. Listen to them more than once. Because every day of your life, you want to do something interesting and eat something interesting. In the meantime, to find out more or to contact, you can go to MikeO'ConnellJr.com.